Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Nick Lucas, Fred Rose, and others, do some trotting, and have some people come by the studio. Last week I played Here Comes Melinda by the Little Ramblers. Well, this week we've got some other people coming by the studio. Look, here comes Fatima.
Fatima! She neither walks nor talks, eats nor sleeps, but she wiggles and shakes while she does her dance. And how? Step in, folks! The show starts right now! Keep the fellows quiet, shh! Tell them not to play, 'cause here comes Fatima with her tarabundier. Now go and hide the white rock, put the food away, 'cause here comes Fatima and she spoils a perfect day. Out the window we must go, if she comes in we're through, 'cause you don't know just what her tarabundier can do. Get a big policeman, keep him here all day, 'cause here comes Fatima with her tarabundier.
Thank you. Look out the way, here comes Emily, got in today. Here comes Emily, preacher will say, hello, Emily Brown. Clean up the aisle, here comes Emily, put on a smile. Here comes Emily, look at her style, there's no sweeter in town. Now is the time for kisses. How is I doing with my missus? Smother than rice, here comes Emily, nicer than nice. Here comes Emily, better look twice. Here comes Emily Brown. Thank you.
man from way uptown to take away your blues. And any time the man comes round, the vipers spread the news. He is known from coast to coast to every cat alive. And any time they give a toast to the man who brings the dime. Whenever you're feeling small, don't care for this life at all, light up and get real tall. Here comes the man with the jive. Don't sit around moan and sigh and act like you're gonna die. Light up, baby, and get real high. Here comes the man with the jive. Now you'll feel like a millionaire, but not a dime in your jeans. Although you don't get nowhere, feel like going down to New Orleans. Don't cry if your gal is gone. Those vipers, they don't stay for long. Light up, pal, and sing a song. Here comes the man with the jive. I'm the jive, jive man. I'm the jive, jive man. I got my jive right in my hand. Where's the man with the jive? Bring him on. Bring him on. Bring him on.
Well, look here, Gates. How much is your jive?
3 for a half.
3 for a half. Don't make me laugh.
Well, $4 for a dollar.
Woo, I'm going to holler.
Well, holler. I don't care. Well, look here, boys. Everybody's nice and tall. Let's light up and have a ball.
Hezekiah Leroy Gordon, Stuff Smith, and his Onyx Club Boys, and Here Comes the Man with the Jive. Stuff Smith himself provided the vocal on that August 21, 1936 Vocalion recording, and Stuff Smith wrote Here Comes the Man with the Jive along with Jack Palmer. Before Stuff Smith, we heard Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra recording for Victor in Kansas City on October 28, 1930, and Here Comes Marjorie, a Benny Moten composition. That was preceded by the Charleston Chasers and Here Comes Emily Brown from May 26, 1930. The Charleston Chasers was strictly a recording group which existed in different forms from 1925 to 1931. Red Nichols and Miff Mole had been with an earlier iteration, and Benny Goodman led the group on their final four sides. This edition of the group included Goodman and Tommy Dorsey, but was led by trumpeter Phil Napoleon. This stream of folks coming into the studio began with Fatima, or Fatima. That was the California Ramblers, with Irving Kaufman taking the vocal on Here Comes Fatima, or Here Comes Fatima, from a Columbia 78 waxed October 25, 1926. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. For this second segment, for no particular reason whatsoever, we're going to do some trotting. Not the horse kind of trotting, but the dance kind of trotting, beginning with Al Starita.
Thank you. then let your feet go flop, and then stop. Now do a hard trot, shuffle your shoes, let it go with heel and toe, pit pat, and that's that. Oh boy, just see me stop trotting to bliss. If you can do it like this, you're a real hot stepper. Now all together, shout the good news. Clap your hands, you dancing fans, you've got to stop trot. Thank you.
stand there, cause I like baseball. Do things for you, baby, like big lid off your suit, blunt to keep you nice and cute, cause I like to do things for you. There doesn't seem to be need for me to mention that I'm the party who can give you the very best of attention, babe. Oh, like tuck your shirt, dust off your hat, poke all around you just like that. Cause I like to do things for you.
We began that trotting set with Al Starita and the Piccadilly Players with the Stop Trot. The vocalist on that September 15, 1928 Columbia recording was American singer and drummer Eddie Grossbart. After the Stop Trot, we heard the East Coast Trot, performed by Junie Cobb's hometown band in Chicago in July of 1926. You heard Eugene Junie Cobb and Johnny Dodds on clarinet, and East Coast Trot was written by Jimmy Blythe, who played piano in the band. Next, it was Abe Lyman and his California Orchestra with Coconut Trot, written by three members of the band, Ray Lopez, Abe Lyman, and pianist Gus Arnheim. That was recorded in New York on July 11, 1924, but is named for the Coconut Grove Ballroom at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. We finished up with Stu Pletcher vocalizing on I Like to Do Things for You from a QRS record made in Long Island City, New York, around May of 1930. I Like to Do Things for You was written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen. So what does that have to do with trotting? Well, Stu Pletcher not only sang, but played trumpet, did the arranging, and directed the band, which was Pletcher's Eli Prom Trotters. Stu Pletcher went to Yale University, which was founded by Eli Yale, which is where the Eli in Eli Prom Trotters comes from. Prom Trotters was the name given to female groupies at Yale. Last week, August 22nd, marked the birth in 1897 in Belleville, New Jersey, of Nicholas Anthony Lucchese. You may recognize him better as the crooning troubadour Nick Lucas. His recording career went from Edison cylinders in 1922 to stereo LP in 1980, but started out with him learning to play guitar, banjo, and mandolin. He died at age 84 in Colorado Springs, Colorado on July 28, 1982. I could spend the entire segment outlining his 60-year career, but you can find a very detailed biography online at www.nicklucas.com. And I'd rather spend this time playing some Nick Lucas records.
Teardrops in the light, seeing your eyes so bright, just like raindrops in the window pane. When your eyes are blue, something's wrong with you. Let me kiss the love light back again. Brown eyes, why are you blue? Brown eyes, what can I do? Don't keep the sunshine off of your eyes. Say if you are wise, you'll stop your crying. Brown eyes, look up and smile. Smiling is always in style. Tears only add to your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You know, honest and true, brown eyes should never be blue. Thank you. sorrows down. Open up your heart and they will go. When the sun comes in, that's when they begin. Disappearing like the April snow. Brown eyes, why are you blue? Brown eyes, what can I do? Don't keep the sunshine off of your eyes. Say if you are wise, you stop all your crying. Brown eyes, look up and smile. Smiling is always in style. She's only after your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You know, honest and true, brown eyes should never be blue.
Sit there all by yourself, like the clock on the shelf. I've been here for an hour, doing all in my power to make you be nice to me. What you're sitting over there for? What you're giving me the air for? What you got the mother's chair for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. What you want to leave me flat for? What you want to be like that for? What's the welcome on your mat for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Why have you got those lovable charms? Why have I got these two loving arms? What you acting so afraid for? What's the window got a shade for? What's the cozy corner made for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly. Let's get friendly.
Before Tiny Tim recorded Tiptoe Through the Tulips, Nick Lucas was the original interpreter of the Al Dubin Joe Burke song on a Brunswick 78 from May of 1929. Before that, from April 9, 1931, we heard Nick Lucas and his crooning troubadours with Let's Get Friendly, lyrics by Jack Yellen and Sid Silvers, with a tune by Dan Dougherty. We began our tribute to Nick Lucas with the musical question Brown Eyes, Why Are You Blue? From September of 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. A number of other composers had birthdays last week, and here's a small representative sample from a few.
Talkable, kissable, so awful nice, paradise. Now I'm a poet.
Well, you don't show it.
It's much to my surprise. For without my knowing, the rhymes start flowing when I looked in her eyes. Every night I sit down and write till dawning.
Well, tell me then, what did you write this morning?
I wrote, you're huggable, you're kissable. I'm wild over huggable, kissable you. You're hauntable, so wonderful. And that's why I want you like I do. My heart's afire with love's desire. And someday I pray that my dreams will come true. It will be blissable if it's permissible to live just for huggable, kissable you.
Hot beat, and what I mean hot, hot, hot. right beat. That's the way they have got drum a lot of hotty what not trotty trot. Hot feet caused them to do them. Shot feet, black bottom ruined them. Hot feet, hear them yell, oh, what's so hot feet?
An awful lot, my trouble is you. Oh, gee, what are your charms for? What are my arms for? Use your imagination, just you, just me. I'll tie a lover's knot round wonderful you. Thank you.
Composer and pianist Jesse Greer, G-R-E-E-R, was born August 26, 1896, and started his musical career, as so many others, as a movie theater pianist. After serving in World War I, he worked at a music publishing company and began composing in the mid-1920s. With lyricist Raymond Clagas, he wrote for a number of films, including Hollywood Review of 1929, Jazz Cinderella in 1930, and 1929's Marianne, which contained their biggest hit, Just You, Just Me, which we just heard performed by Don Voorhees and his orchestra, in July of 1929. The vocalist was Scrappy Lambert. Wendell Hall was born August 23, 1896, and is best remembered for It Ain't Gonna Rain No Mo', but we heard a considerably more upbeat rendition of his composition Hot Feet, recorded February 24, 1927. It's not to be confused with the Duke Ellington recording of Hot Feet for Victor on March 7, 1929, which was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. We began the segment with the Sunshine Boys, Dan Mooney and Joe Mooney, who sang and played piano, and Huggable Kissable You from March 20, 1929. Huggable Kissable You was written by Irving Bebo, who was born August 22, 1889. He wrote songs for more than 300 motion pictures and a number of college songs, including Sing UCLA, Stanford Scalp Song, and Fight On for Michigan State. Last week, August 24th, marked the birth in 1897 in Evansville, Indiana, of composer, lyricist, vocalist, and pianist Fred Rose. He grew up in St. Louis, but by age 15 was playing piano and singing in Chicago clubs. Early in his career, he composed popular songs such as Deep Henderson and Flamin' Mamie, and his first success was with Red Hot Mama, written for Sophie Tucker. He recorded for Brunswick in the late 20s, was with Paul Whiteman's orchestra briefly, and teamed with Elmo Tanner on Chicago radio. He moved to Nashville, where he had a 15-minute radio program called Freddie Rose's Song Shop, but it didn't last long, and he moved on to New York. There in the 1930s, he met Gene Autry, with whom he collaborated on a number of hits, including Be Honest With Me and Tears on My Pillow. In 1942, he and Grand Ole Opry star Roy Acuff started Acuff Rose, the first music publishing company in Nashville. He died in Nashville on December 1, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Fred Rose. Thank you.
baby coming down the street. Hold everything, here comes my gal. Ain't she just the kind of baby that you'd love to meet? Hold everything, here comes my gal. Perfect size, big blue eyes, sweet as she can be. What a mom, what a paw, do they think the world of me? Everybody turns around when I begin to yell. Hold everything, here comes my gal.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Fred Rose with the original Memphis Five, one of many five-piece jazz bands that appeared in the early 20s trying to match the success of the original Dixieland Jazz Band and Jacksonville Gal. That was recorded October 26, 1925, in what would be their last session for Columbia for 6 years, and their next-to-last session ever. That was followed by Bill Hayes' Cubs, a recording for Paramount in Chicago around July of 1928, and Hold Everything, Here Comes My Gal, written by Fred Rose and Dudley Meekum. Bill Hayes was a guitarist and banjo player from Chicago and was a sideman with the Coon Sanders Orchestra in November of 1924. We finished up our tribute to Fred Rose with Ben Selvin's Dance Orchestra and Red Hot Mama from a Vocalion 78 waxed in July of 1924. Red Hot Mama was written by Fred Rose, Gilbert Wells, and Bud Cooper. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.